So, hey you guys, this is your girl Machete Breezy, and today we're going to be talking about the 9 critical things to know about music and publicity. You know I'm a publicist, so I definitely wanted to touch with you guys and get you caught up to what exactly you need in 2020. So, you know, your music, your vision, and your eagerness to move forward in the music world, publicists can provide you with a lot of things. In the beginning, we want to make sure that you're ready to begin a relationship in the media, and we want to make sure that everything exposure-wise is good to go. So the first thing you have to do to get your house in order is get your social media house in line. This is your foundation. You need to have this presence sufficient and established online for your website, to your blog, to your Twitter profile, to get results from anything that you do in your campaigns and branding campaigns. And why? Because if the lights are on and no one is in the house, no blog, nothing like that, like, no one's gonna care, you know? So with the number of musicians and, you know, publicists that are flooding, like, inboxes and stuff like that, you can count on the fact that these editors and writers, they'll be checking, like, each submission of your social media presence. And so a lot of people don't understand that when they work with me, that's the first thing I do. I want to see what you're looking like online. Like, do you even have a web presence? And a lot of my clients, I really struggle with getting them together because they just don't understand the aspect of having that web presence and being searchable. If you search me, you can search me 3 ways now. The way that I've did the alt tags on all my platforms pretty much. And you can either do Brianna Garlo, Brianna Machete Breezy Garlo, or you can just do Machete Breezy. So that's so important. That's my brand. And so I am my first project. I tell people that I work with. I've done my own research. I've used myself as a business. I've used myself as a brand. So we just model off that and we expanded to fit the niche that you're doing. And so here's one of the quotes that I want to say. So having a presence doesn't mean having more Facebook likes than anyone else. That doesn't mean anything to me. I'm just going to tell you that. It doesn't mean anything to me. It means like having consistent activity online and engaging with your fans. That is what means something to me. And I want people to understand that having likes is great. I don't have a lot of likes. Because what I'm doing is building things organically. I remember last week, someone was in my inbox on, YouTube, you know, 'cause I'm becoming more active on YouTube for a purpose. I want to show my clients I wasn't really active and now I am, and look at the results from that. And so, the person asked me, well, why don't you buy, fans from this site? I'm not going to mention the site because I want to boost it because, you know, but why don't you buy fans? And I literally said, no, honey, I do everything organically. It's very important that you do everything organically. If you want to do paid advertisement, do that. That's fine. But when you do organic things, it just works a lot better. So your social media house, again, is something that you built to provide stability within your brand. And when we begin to think about the messages that we put out as publicists or managers that are halfway publicists, you know, the brand in general, we want to make sure that you guys understand. And so this over the weekend, a lot of people were asking me, like, you know, what does a publicist do? You're my publicist. What do you actually do for me? And what's so funny is I'm a brand visibility advisor before anything. The publicist is just a traditional name that you use. There is not the traditional way of how media advertising and things of that nature in 2020 is moving, the way the technology is moving. There is not, you can't put it into a box. And you definitely can't put my brand and my company, JB Agency, into a box. When we say publicist, we want to be able to provide like an ABC term, but overall, the brand awareness and the brand visibility and the tools that we use and the technology, that's what makes us publicists in our right to have that. So what is a media publicist? So basically, you've hired this member of your team to represent you in the media. And basically, it's media and traditional, defined as like editors, and you get to connect with writing blogs, podcasts, newspapers, magazines, and television bookers. And so some publicists may cover like just radio only and do radio interview, or some publicists might just do live sessions for tour stops. But you want to make sure that your radio spins and those things are charting. What's so neat about 2020 is people have got to understand that podcasts are kind of equivalent to radio stations now. And with the podcast, then that's equivalent to the V-blogs. And what I mean by V-blogs, these are people that on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, that are actually using video blogs, talking about a particular topic, may be music, your brand, or whatever, promoting that information for you. And so that's basically what I want to talk about today. And your publicist should be like savvy and like a well-connected person. If you're in the music industry, they should be savvy and well-connected, very intelligent type of person, so that they can represent you on another level that you know, you may not understand on the business aspect of it. So I definitely, the traits that you definitely need to look for in a publicist, like I said, is the witty. And we're back. So what are you, you're in the driver's seat and your music publicist contacts you and they want you to remember, as artists and you, and you're a buyer and you're shopping for a particular publicist, it's your money. So you want something that represents your music and enables you to stay in business. This is the music business. And I want you guys to understand, music is great. It's great. You can create it and all that. But when you get into the music and then you get into the business, you gotta understand the aspects of how things work. And you want a team that definitely can do that. So when hiring a publicist, you're like hiring a guitar player for your band. And you have to choose someone you like, who is in alignment with your vision, who understands your short-term goals, who understands your long-term goals. And everyone in your team has to be on the same page for you to advance. I don't know how many times I've been a part of a group and the vision for the artist is different from the vision of the manager. And what I like to do as a publicist, I want to see what both visions have, and we need to combine those together. We need to make sure that everybody is happy across the board. You know, and so I really sit down with a lot of my clients and try to see and pinpoint, you know, it's been difficult in the rap game to really see the vision for one of my artists. And it's just something that, because 2020 is just so different and a lot of people manage themselves. A lot of independent artists manage themselves. So I really try to work on, you know, for them to understand the management aspect of it. And so the third thing we're going to talk about is, a publicist. You pay for efforts, never for results. Okay. And I've heard something like this. I hired a publicist and I got 6 placements. The cost, it cost me like $1,000 per placement, but unfortunately this is not how you qualify a PR campaign. I'm educating you right now. A lot of people have questioned me, and so let me educate you on this real quick. You have to pay for the amount of time, effort, strategies that a publicist does on your behalf. There's a lot of work that goes on the back end. And so it is to help you make sure that, you know, of course you should get results from these things, but it's getting nothing. It's totally unacceptable. But you never have to worry that a publicist's efforts will show up months, sometimes like a year after what the campaign was doing and completed, you'll experience that. For example, like not everyone who is going to see your YouTube video is going to view it in the day that you post it. But over time, the right person will see it. And it'll be an amazing thing that'll happen. So don't forget, you can do all of your PR. So you can read some of the things that I have online on my on my actual website, which is www.briannagarlow.wordpress.com. I have a couple of articles about some of the things about marketing, and definitely I'm going to start writing a lot of stuff in regards to being a publicist and what you should look for in your publicist. So the fourth thing, when you're doing your PR campaign, it needs to be planned well in advance. What's the thing that I struggle with a lot of my clients is they don't understand that I have to know things like 3 weeks in advance. So that way that the project can be long press, meaning, for example, like magazines for national distribution for like a Rolling Stone or Vanity Fair, like the editors put their publication in bed for like months before their publishes. And so if you have an album or EP that's going to be coming out in October, you must have it ready to go, artwork and all, in July. And so many people don't understand that, you know, of course you need a PR campaign that focuses on the national press, but you need to understand that with little or zero lead time, it makes planning very, very tricky. So you definitely need to prepare lead time for every scenario that could possibly happen. And a lot of times now in 2020, like I'm just literally like coming on the back end of projects is very irritating, but it's so crazy to me, like how people don't reach out to me before they get their actual project started. So I can kind of get an idea of what you're doing and I can lead you up with the correct people. I can't just jump that out of the space. Like I have to sit down with you. And it's just so crazy to me, like how people just don't understand that. They have to get to know me. They have to get to know how I work. They have to get to know how my team works. And we don't work off of chaotic, unplanned, unorganized things. That's just not how a PR company, just an agency, marketing agency in general. If you do, you're not going to be in business. So we recommend that JB Agency is recommending that you know, your campaigns, the lead times for a national campaign, we're recommending that you talk to us 3 to 4 months before the release. For a tour press campaign, we ask that you contact us between like 4 to 6 weeks before the shows. And for the online campaign, we ask that you contact us again from the 4 to 6 weeks before placement, what happens. For premiere stuff, this can take place at any time. For placement, like posts on blogs, feature articles, review, calendar listings, podcasts, interviews, and all that stuff, that's cool. We can do that at any time, but we definitely want to make sure it's organized. So what should you have in your press kit or EPKs or we call them DJ service packs, you know? So DJ service packs is a new word that I've been using for 2020. And DJ Sleepy, shout out to him. He taught me something new and it's really cool. It's something like you would use for MailChimp, but he has a different system. And I think his system works very well. So if you are looking for a DJ service pack, I definitely would reach out to DJ Sleepy. He is a part of my team, and just tell him that you know me and you can definitely get that hookup. Okay. So in today's digital world, you want to make sure that through press kits and the consistency of 4 parts. The photos, the articles, the quotes, and the music reviews. So with the bio, you want to create like a one pager. I talk about a one pager like all the time. And I do a one pager because you don't want to make your stuff so complicated that people can't read it. Easy reads. You know what I'm saying? Easy reads. That's what you want to do. You want to have an original story and you got to tell it. You got to tell your story. You got to sell yourself. And you have to have strong people, like a strong writer. I can go ahead and say, like, I'm a journalist, but my cousin, she's awesome. She's like a strong writer. I have another friend. I don't know if Ambrisha, you guys heard of her, Travels by Bree. She's an awesome writer. She's an English teacher. So I do my own work. You know what I'm saying? I write in my own ways, but I definitely send that over to them and just have them review it and make some special notes. And if I decide to make the notes, I make the notes. And if I don't, you know, that I just move on from there. But consider enlisting in an in-house source. And so, like I said, you want to, an outside source. You have your inside, but an outside source to go ahead and review it again. And you got to find the people with like that are great storytellers and that can make great bio writers. If their specific niche is writing bios, I would definitely tell you, like, go to them. If they're good at writing like articles and stuff like that, halfway, if they're good at writing books, that might be something that you would look into. So the photos. So a photo shoot. You want to have photos that take you seriously. I know a lot of people have a lot of silly photos, but here's what I want you to know when you take these photos. Have a clear, well-shot, attention-grabbing photo. Show movement is a plus. Like, sitting on a couch against a brick wall does, like, it's been done too many times. Like, it's been done too many times, you guys. I've seen this over and over and over in the music industry. It's very boring. So if you have a friend that knows how to work Photoshop, enlist him or her to do like a creative, fun editing thing and utilize your resources. If you need resources or tools, you can always reach out to JB Agency. Here's the email. JBAGENCY@gmail.com. You can definitely reach out to us and get some resources on what you need to do on how to utilize photos. And if you don't have Photoshop, there are other apps that you can download, and you can work on your phone or your tablet or your computer. So it just kind of depends on what platform you're on. And so I definitely have a list for that, so you can reach out to me in regards to that. So the article quotes and music reviews, get that first article written about you can be kind of daunting. And like two great places to start are like your local hometown papers, assuming that you don't live in New York City or LA. Also, don't forget to check out the comments on your iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby that you can use, definitely. Have like a blog. If you don't have a website, have like a blog place that people can go to and do a review, and you can just have that as like your comment, from a blog. So Blogger is a good thing to go ahead and have, and people can subscribe to you and you can just like repost their comments. So I can show you how to work Blogger. It's really cool. It's a really cool tool to use. And then the music. When you present your music, like, you want to make sure that the press kit is a must. Do not send copies of your CD with snail mail. Like, don't nobody do that no more. So make sure that you have a link through Bandcamp or SoundCloud or a professional artwork. Make sure you have proper tagging when you save your documents. I like to use this method. When I save a photo or when I save an MP3, MP4, I put my contact information inside of it. It's like the subject, and then I put my telephone number, 832-422-5166, and I put my email. So that's all together on one, but when somebody downloads it, they'll have my contact information. So definitely that's a trick that I want you guys to learn how to use. And also make sure your press kit is postable on your website. It's easy to findable. Put it in a PDF format. You can do it in a JPEG, and then just do like a carousel. So if you have WordPress, that's going to be easy for you to do. It's JPEG, and it's also the other format. But definitely just reach out to me, because I'll give you the other format. And so understand that the publicity that you're going to receive is a marathon, not a sprint. I say that all the time. I kind of quote Nipsey Hussle, which I love him to death. RIP to Nipsey Hussle. But I definitely say that because, PR is a different nature than a radio campaign. And a lot of people don't understand that. I've worked in radio since I was 15. And so it's a little bit different on the radio campaign from the publicity standpoint. It takes some time to chart you. And you want to be able to be listed on the top. So there is no top 40 publicity chart. There's like no chart for that. So with the numbers of the albums and the EP coming out in the marketplace, it's like approximately like 2,000 per week. That's a crazy number. Definitely a crazy number. And you want to be able to mention singles and videos that take a little bit longer to go ahead and do like a profitable result. So online publicity is more important for indie artists than offline. I want to make sure I say that one more time. Online publicity is more important for indie artists than offline publicity. What is indie artist to you, Brianna? Mean? It could be a rapper. They cannot be a part of a label or anything. They could be a part of an entertainment group, and that's an indie artist. So it doesn't necessarily mean indie music, but an indie artist, an independent artist. That's what I'm talking about. And so publicity does not sell your music. Oh my God. I have to make sure that my clients understand that. Publicity does not sell your music. If you're hiring a publicist to see spiking your sales, I have news for you. News for you. There is absolutely no correlation between getting great PR and selling music. I'm sorry. the facts, the research, it's all been proven. Like, this is just branding purposes. You have to do it. It's just an aspect of it. But I'm not, you know, working as a publicist, we are not supposed to be like selling. You're supposed to sell your music. We're supposed to help you with your brand. Make sure it looks good. Make sure it's searchable. We're the people in the press box. I like to describe it because people love football. We're the people, we're the coaches in the press box looking at the plays and telling you exactly where to go so you can get that touchdown, right? So you got the ball in your hand, you're ready to go, and the defense mode is on. Like I said, there is absolutely no correlation between getting great PR and selling music. PR is about, you know, designing awareness for your press and building a story and sharing that story. And of course, you want a great article that will lead to the overall sales, to sell your music. So that is the goal. And so, you know, selling your music is a goal, and publicity is not just like the only thing you need to do. Why? Because of Spotify. Y'all, I love Spotify. I've partnered with them and I love Spotify. It's a great platform. It's where all my music is. It's like, I don't have to save it on my computer anymore. I used to run out of memory on computers, like back in the day. Like, I had to have a terabyte before terabytes were even huge, because I love music that much. So now I can just store it, and it's a cloud-based system, and it's transportable through multiple platforms. So music is no longer you're buying music when they love it, because like, it's already paid for through Spotify, Apple Music, and Pandora subscriptions. And people have got to understand that when I say download, share, like. Download, if you download for me, that most likely is going to provide us with spins, and it's going to count for our digital spin. So I download, share, like. I usually put that in my posts. Download, share, like. Write that down. Download, share, like. So like I said, they're already paid through Spotify, Apple Music, and Pandora subscriptions. So they listen to music for free on YouTube, you know, like through your music blogs and your countless other outlets. People will listen. So to sell your music, it will have also need to provide like a loyalty fan base. You must have that. You must have constant communication. Oh my God. Constant communication. It's early in the morning when I'm recording, guys. And like, people will listen, you know. Number 9. Publicity is all publicity is good publicity. I don't care what it is, but definitely I need you to know that the phrase that all publicity is good publicity is beneficial, and it truly understands, like, if your goals in music for your publicity is to get your name out there, this should be like your number one goal. And truth is, like, average person remembers very little of what they read. Like, there's so many people with like reading deficiencies is what I want to call it, because I want to say the other word, but so many people don't they very little vaguely. So visuals are so important, so make sure you always have a good visual with that. And people can only retain like a tiny percentage of what they've come in contact with, so readers are not going to remember a lukewarm or mediocre review of your album. I mean, when was the last time you really had a band with a subject that was like awesome? So whenever you take PR as a favorite visual artist, Andy would say, don't read your press. Like I said, you weigh it. And so I hope that all this information definitely helped you. And I definitely, what I'll have for you is a check sheet. And you definitely can go ahead and get that check sheet on what you need to do. Once again, my name is Brianna Garlow. I'm a publicist, media mogul, radio personality, mental health coach. And I definitely can help you get your brand on track, get your mind on track, get your life on track. So that is my objective and my goal for you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast, Miss Jody Breezy FM. And keep in mind, my radio show does, it's number 14 in the country in June 2020. So I'm very grateful. Thank you guys for supporting me and everything that I do. Once again, I just want to bring you lots of information, lots of resources. And I want you to be a part of the JB Life family, honeybees. I love you so much. Thank you so much. You guys rock all the way. And thank you for taking the time today to listen to the 9 things that you need for publicity. peace, love, and soul. Get those strategies, get those hacks, get those platforms together. You know you can reach out to me, 832-422-5166. Much love. Bye. Thank you so much to listen to Miss Shody Breezy FM. You know, you can always listen to our radio show on Stationhead. So that is stationhead.live/Miss Shody Breezy FM. I always cover the midday show Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We are number 14 in the whole wide world. We've been on air since June 1st, 2020. So stay tuned, locked and loaded. We have so much more in store for the podcast. Many exclusive for many artists. Lots of information, lots of marketing information, lots of behavioral health things. So we're just getting the resources out there for you guys in 2020. Is just beginning, so gearing up. So thank you so much for listening, and you're listening to Miss Jody Breezy FM.